this line of Kyle Connor and Patrick Laine and Brian Little and what you see their potential to be?
Well, two young guys on the wings that have put up a bunch of points, and we think there's a lot more there, but more importantly, how they fit. Kyle's incredible straight line speed and hands certainly to go with that. Brian's been his, you know, 5 or 6 years here playing against the other team's best, so he has a, and then at times being a leading scorer, so he has the ability then to work with the two on the NHL game and to make them better defensively. I haven't really had much of an issue with Kyle over the course of his first year. Last year he ended up with Scheifele and Wheeler and played against the other team's best, so he's been exposed to it. And you've got two guys then that can find Patty and make those plays. The Patty's second goal last game. There's not a lot of room to make that play. It's driven by speed. Kyle gets through the neutral zone with so much speed it opens up a lane, and Brian can make that play. So we think there's some good elements there that they can do both, and some good growth of the young players on the wings being able to produce at the same time.
That fourth line the other night when it was still a one-goal game, you didn't hesitate to put them out in the third period. And is that a sign of maybe growing trust and their play?
Exactly that. Since the three of them have gotten together, I think for post-Finland, Jack Roslovic is skating differently now. He's got some comfort in his game, but his energy level's gone right up. Matty Perreault brings that. So it's a good line. And they need to be rewarded at times. So they went out with a shift at 4 minutes left in the third and did a good job. So they need to feel from the coach that if their game is right, they'll have the opportunity to play a bit more. And we as a team need to be able to play that line more. I've got Scheifele and Wheeler in both special team situations. They take big minutes on the power play, but because we use them on the PK, we need to get that fourth line to take some of the 5-on-5 minutes.
I know it wasn't for many games, but putting Jack back on the wing there when Andrew went down to play center, could that have maybe helped Jack just in terms of reminding him about some of the things he does very well?
Getting him back to skating would have been the thing that we needed to do. When you take a player out of the middle, they find their game frees up. Well, there's not as much responsibility on the wings. So he got back to skating and moving right, and then we had hoped that he would transition that into the middle, and he has. Sure. We have lots of faith in Jack as a player and his growth, and don't look at a healthy scratch as a character indictment. He's a young player that needed to come out and watch and needed to get to another level to help us, and he has.
How do you assess a player with their pairing lately?
That part's really good. I like their game against Buffalo. I thought their speed was right. Their game was right. So I think they're trending in the right way. Joe had been in and out of the lineup for a while, so he's starting to get that consistency in his game. I'm comfortable with him.
You said that Joe was ahead of Sammy when you called him up. Have you seen Joe get into a bit more of a rhythm?
Yeah, you know what? There's defense is so much about understanding the game, and it takes longer to break a defenseman in and to have them be able to produce or, more importantly, just defend. We think he's skating now better than he was last year when we got him. We think the speed, he's round in the back of the net. He's leaving some players behind. He's not so much necessarily getting up the ice into offensive situations, but he's used his speed defensively, and that's gotten him, he's played better.
Talk about young players not wanting to sit out too long, and you have a back-to-back coming up. Would you expect to get Sammy a game this week?
I like the way we're playing right now. I want to build that confidence in our group. That would be priority one for me.
Goaltending, Paul, are you looking at a likely split between Connor and Lauren for those two?
Yeah, that probably would work for us.